firearm stocks rise amid gun control legislation talks. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler and for David Brancaccio. After the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, just west of San Antonio, a bipartisan group of senators began talks yesterday about legislation to limit access to firearms. Congress has failed in recent years to pass anything that would address gun violence. Now, one thing that happens when Congress even sniffs at gun control legislation is that shares of publicly traded firearm companies rise. The assumption is that gun sales may go up on fears of increased gun regulation. This week, Smith & Wesson and Sturm Ruger both saw their stocks rise in the wake of Tuesday's shooting. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports on some lesser-known public companies that operate in the gun market.
It's not always obvious whether a company is involved in the gun industry. Take National Presto Industries, a publicly traded company that sells slow cookers, air fryers, and ammunition. Or Vista Outdoor. Its brands include Bell bike helmets, Camelback hydration packs, and Remington.
They've got the Remington shotgun shells, the long guns.
That's Bert Flickinger at Strategic Resource Group. Thing is, there are investors who want to know what companies are involved in selling guns and related equipment. Andrew Behar runs As You Sow, a nonprofit that promotes corporate responsibility.
They're included in mutual funds and in people's 401k plans, and most people are not even aware of that.
Behar's company runs a website that helps people look up whether they're invested in the gun industry. It's called Weapon Free Funds,
which looks at both military weapons, but also civilian weapons, including assault weapons and ammunition.
The goal, he says, is to let people know if their investments are in line with their values. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The annual convention of the National Rifle Association starts today in Houston, just 4 hours from where the school shooting took place. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was scheduled to speak, but is now giving a press conference in Uvalde instead. Taped remarks from Abbott will now be shown at the NRA meeting. Let's check the numbers. The FTSE in London is up 0.1%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 0.1% to almost 0.5% range. President Biden signed an executive order to address policing on Wednesday, the two-year anniversary of the murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. The order primarily impacts federal law enforcement, including placing limits on the use of lethal force and establishing a registry of officers fired for misconduct. My colleague David Brancaccio spoke with Mark Morial, president and CEO of the civil rights organization, the National Urban League, who was at the White House when the order was signed.
Are you? I mean, you wanted more for this. You're not disappointed?
Let me say this. I'm disappointed at congressional inaction.
Yeah.
The disappointment is with particularly the Senate and its repeated use of the filibuster to stop the kind of progress we need. Having said that, this executive order has strong impact on the 100,000 federal law enforcement officers for whom it will directly apply. But it is limited in its scope. We need a federal law.
Well, people need to understand this. I mean, this is an executive order very focused on federal law enforcement and federal agencies. Do state, local, and cities, can they effectively ignore this?
They can, but what they can also do is look at this as a model. A city council, a mayor by executive order, a police by police directive can limit the use of no-knock warrants, can limit or ban unnecessary devices such as chokeholds. So there is a great opportunity. And here at the National Urban League, we have put forth a plan called the 21 Pillars Plan. And much of what that plan calls for did get included in the executive order, but it also speaks directly to state and local government, to mayors and police chiefs, to county executives, to sheriffs, who can, on their own motion, do substantial things when it comes to reforming and ensuring that police are both accountable and effective.
Mr. Morial, I want to turn to a different topic. It's economic justice 2 years after the murder of George Floyd. You saw the pledges that came in from companies to pony up money in different ways to fight structural racism. 2 years later, do you see those pledges being matched by actions?
I think it's a mixed bag. I do see those who made commitments and who have worked very hard to follow through. But it is still not enough. I do see, and I have witnessed, one or two that have backtracked, that hired a chief diversity officer, and a year later, they changed course. The message I think that's important is that you cannot reverse 400 years in 4 months. So those that have made the commitment, I appeal to them to sustain that commitment, to not lose interest and run to the next issue, but to sustain that commitment to addressing racial injustice in America.
Mark Morial is president and CEO of the civil rights organization, the National Urban League, former mayor of New Orleans. Thank you very much.
Always. See you next time.
The police in Texas have come under criticism for conflicting accounts of what took place in Uvalde. Videos have now surfaced depicting parents urging officers to enter Robb Elementary after gunshots had been fired. Onlookers shouted at officers to go in, but officers did not, according to a resident. Texas Department of Public Safety says officers were waiting outside for reinforcements. Now, protocol stipulates that officers are now trained to immediately enter and try to subdue the shooter, even if they're alone on the scene. We should have more details on what exactly happened later today. Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jay Siebold and Jessen Dueler. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.